Illinois State. The Birds are now 0-2 in that competition as Loyola goes to 1-1. Bradley is 2-0 as they lead that competition at this moment. There have not been any men's games involving Missouri Valley Conference teams from Illinois against one another to this point. The Bears, by the way, play their next game at Evansville. They are actually going to stay on the road. They're busing to Evansville after this game, even though they don't play until Wednesday night. The thinking being they're not in class right now, and it's a long, long trip home, and then a long trip back to Evansville, so they might as well just stay in this area. And so that's their next assignment. The Redbirds' next assignment is at Loyola. That's Wednesday night. That's 7 o'clock here at Redbird Arena, and hopefully you're here to see a delightful basketball team, which came up with an important victory today. Our post-game conversation now with Dan Muller, brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you're more than a customer, you are family. Dan, your family came through with a very nice victory.
Yeah, that's a really good team that we beat, and we just made enough plays as we have. Another time we go into the last four-minute break there down and buckle down and decide to guard and make big plays offensively. Malik, down that stretch of Malik Afil, as we all know. Well, Malik started with the basket, but kind of took over, and then we guarded. And, excited and happy about a lot of the stuff we did. Still really disappointed with our rebounding effort in the second half, our defensive breakdowns we're having. But I did see some growth, which you have to beat that team. But the key to the game was our six turnovers. You know, if we don't turn it over that much, and our free throw shooting, then obviously, it's a different story.
So what kind of grade would you give your team defensively this afternoon?
Grading at times depends on your bar. You know, based on last year's team, we're still at about a C-. Based on this team's potential, we're probably only at a C+. You know, and we can't be as good as we were last year, and that's just true. And I knew that going in, but we still have effort and mental breakdowns. Now, I tried to play some guys less minutes, which I did. My leaders were at 30 and 32 and 30. And I told them before the game, I'm not going to play you 34, 35 minutes because you don't play hard enough. And guys, our bench was outstanding. But we just relax too often defensively.
Gaspin and Hine in the first half really kind of found their niche defensively.
Loose balls.
Yes.
Loose balls.
Deflections.
Positioning. Deflections. Ike seems to get one of those crazy rebounds per game where he out-hustles the other guy. And Matt made a whole bunch of really good plays on both ends, but particularly defensive end. So, again, that's a great win. I don't know what the roads are out like outside, but thank you for everybody for coming, as always.
Nice crowd of 4,400, and they certainly enjoyed this one and had reason to. Malik scored that driving layup. I forget whether you were down two or three at that point, but Paul Luss called the timeout. Did he change something defensively there? Because after that, it was all Phil Fain. You guys made, it appeared, a great adjustment offensively.
Well, they were mixing it up. They were switching ball screens at times. They were not switching ball screens at times. They were also playing some zone and going man, which confused us for a second. But they didn't do anything they hadn't done throughout the game at different points. What we started getting was Phil setting ball screens and rolling and some terrific passes by Keyshawn and Malik. And again, Malik got a little post-up play pass from Keyshawn that really got us going other than the layup. So, they didn't change it from what they had done throughout the game at different times, but it came down to our execution, and we executed perfectly down the stretch. And again, that's why our turnovers were so low.
Now, during the game, do you use Malik different ways, kind of on the fly?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it depends who's guarding him.
Yes.
Sometimes it depends on how he's doing. I thought he expended a lot of energy in the first half there. It was a little sluggish throughout the second half until the end when he really picked it up. But, we've said a lot of times, you know, we think Malik has an advantage no matter who's on him at any point. It's just a matter of where's his energy level at, who else on the court with him, and what's best for him at the time.
Before that flurry of twos from, to a small degree, Yarborough, and to a greater degree, Fain, you attempted a lot of threes and missed all of them, but it seemed to us that they were open shots and shots that should have been taken.
Oh, they were literally wide open.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor kind of rushed one a little bit top of the key, other than that, he had a wide open one. Matt Hine had a wide open one. Keyshawn rushed his in the corner. Isaac Gassman had a wide open one. So, yeah, those were very good shots that we didn't make. We didn't shoot a ton, you know, seven. Obviously, very good shooter shooting those balls, but our execution was good. Our percentages weren't great. And, at times, it's because of bad shots, but all I care about is good shots. And then just a huge credit to Phil at the foul line.
I was just going to say, overall, free throw shooting is excellent.
Excellent. And again, Phil, 9 for 10. I mean, you know, you take away any one of these things, one or two more turnovers, a couple more missed free throws, and we lose. But they shot it better than they had from three, a couple guys in particular. And we just stopped rebounding in the second half for some reason. And
yeah, I wanted to ask about that. I mean, you were really good on the boards in the first half.
Well, percentage-wise, we were dominant.
Was it partly their increased intensity?
No, I mean, we knocked a bunch of balls out of bounds. We didn't grab balls. We had guys not going. No, I mean, did they go harder? Probably. I mean, that's one of their strengths. But, no, it was breakdown. Oh, no, some of it was some breakdowns where there's penetration. But in the end, it was a lack of focus on the defensive end in addition to rebounding. First half, we forced, I believe, 11 turnovers, and they shot 47%. And our rebounding percentages were outstanding. So first half, even though their field goal percentage was too high, we were pretty darn good and active. And that's why we got the lead.
Well, they in the first half, they attempted 19 shots. You attempted 36. I don't remember seeing a difference like that in field goal attempts at halftime.
And here you go. I'm almost positive. We had 8 offensive rebounds at halftime, and we finished with 8.
I think that's – oh, okay.
And we had none in the second half.
How about that?
So you have the offensive rebounding and turnovers are the only way – and free throws are the only thing that affects your shot attempts. And we stopped rebounding, and we did take care of the ball, but we didn't force as many turnovers. So still a lot of work to do, and that's the exciting part. We just beat what I believe is one of the better teams in our league, and we have so much room to grow. You know, the question is always how quickly and will we continue to grow the way that we want to.
And you protected the home court.
Protect home court, critical. It felt like more than 4,400 today, so that was exciting. And, you know, I assume fans are – enjoying watching this team grow and play. You know, again, they're going to see these guys, most or all of them, for 2 years now. So let's get to love these guys and support them because they're fun to coach. But that was a really good win for us. And another game without a day off.
Right.
So it's kind of the grind right now. We got 2 more games before we have a day off.
Yeah, you're obligated to take 1 day off a week, but since the next game is 3 days away, you practice both tomorrow and Tuesday before the game, Wednesday.
Yeah, when you have 3 games in 1 week, you can mix up the days off you have to take, so which is what we have, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. But we back to practice tomorrow and keep getting better.
And back to the court on Wednesday. Loyola is here for a 7 o'clock game, and again, we urge you all to come on out and watch this team. I concur, Dan. They are really fun to watch. Last year's team obviously was fun to watch, but for different reasons, this team, I love watching this team.
Bunch of close games, too.
Yes.
It's exciting.
Yes.
We've talked about it. Our ability to make plays on both ends late game and make free throws is pretty special at this point, you know, so we got to keep that up and hopefully have less close games, but while we're doing it, make big plays.
It started with that game at Mississippi, and there's a little contagiousness there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and we had a couple close ones before that. In particular, South Carolina was the closest one, but we've talked about that. I think that gave us confidence, and we still have to execute. But seasons are made, 75% teams around the country, seasons are made by close games. Do you win them or lose them? Period. Now, there's 25% that you don't have as many, whether you're good or bad, but seasons are made by close games.
And you guys have been winning yours. We'll hope that trend continues. Dan Muller Show tomorrow night at Hy-Vee Market Grill, so we'll see you there, Dan, and we'll talk a little more about this.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Dan Muller's Birds get it done, 72-68 over the Missouri State Bears. We'll take another break and be back with more in just a moment. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield. Welcome back. The Birds prevail here over Missouri State, the final 72-68. Our post-game conversation with Dan Muller was brought to you by Brad Barker Honda, where you are more than a customer, you are family. That takes us into our post-game conversation with Phil Fain, who poured in 23 points in this one, 7 for 10 from the field. Maybe more impressively, 9 for 10 from the free throw line. He also led the Birds on the boards with 6 points. Phil, it was a different kind of game than the one at Drake. You guys were more ready to play. Why so?
I think it was more of a reality check when we were at Drake. We were like, man, we didn't come out here prepared. We had 2 good days practice, but we weren't really prepared to play and everything. So we said we need to, as soon as this game starts, our intensity level needs to change. Our mindset needs to change. We need to have more focus and everything. Coach definitely got on us in practice after the Drake game. So I think it was just we were more ready to come out to play this time than we were in Drake.
What was the focus against Missouri State today? Was it defensively or?
Oh yeah,
rebounding.
Defense was the biggest focus. It's our biggest focus for every team, but really for Missouri State because we knew they were a great rebounding team. Alizé is a great rebounder. The rest of the team is great rebounders too. So we know we had to really grab the board to really box out and really defensively try to get stopped.
Alizé Johnson, you said, is a great rebounder. What can you learn playing against him that will help your game?
Go to them boards hard.
He seems to have incredible timing and his positioning and everything. Mm-hmm. It's just he doesn't take a play off when it comes to rebounding.
Right.
But there was a difference in the first half and the second half in the rebounding department. You guys were outstanding in the first half. You had trouble in the second half. What was the difference from your perspective?
We weren't going as hard as we were the first half. Like I said, our intensity wasn't hard for the rebounds like it was for the first half. Yeah. And then it came out in the second half, and they were going a little harder after they came out at halftime. So we didn't match that intensity coming out in the second half.
Down the stretch, you scored 3 critical field goals. You got excellent passes in each case. Talk us through those plays. Obviously, your teammates had a lot to do with it, but those were spectacular plays.
Yeah, my teammates have. they really got a court vision. So they had good passing from Malik, from Keyshawn, that amazing lob he threw, to Malik finding me down low each time. So it's just great that they're able to find me after they come off a screen or whatever.
You're rolling off the screen there, and nobody's going with you.
Right.
And that's what—that's the secret to that play. And those were critical baskets. You guys were down 3 at one juncture in the second half. What was going through your mind then?
Just like last year when we were down, our leaders would just look at us and be like, don't worry about it. This is still a game. So kind of thinking to myself, this is still a game right here. Don't worry about it. We may be down 3, but basketball is a game of runs.
Now, it seems like you and Malik are on the same page as far as him passing the ball to you because he squeezes them through some small holes. And you seem to be ready for him, no matter if they're low or high or wherever. He's a good passer, but you got to be on your toes.
Oh, yeah, big time. That's why we eat lunch together all the time. No, I'm just kidding. No, but he's a great passer, and he just knows when he throws it. I'll be looking for him. We'll be ready to catch it.
Well, we haven't covered the free throw line yet, Phil. 9 for 10. That had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, what's with the one miss?
Oh, that was from the one make I made last time. So you just add that together. We got our 10 for 10.
Yeah, 1 for 9 in the game here a week ago, and 9 for 10.
So what's the difference
in this
other than the ball going in or not going in? What is the difference, Phil Fain, when it comes to shooting free throws? 1 for 9 one game, 9 for 10 the next. Explain to me the difference.
It's just I really practiced it over the week and everything. I was hitting 100 free throws a day with coaching staff and everything. We were working on form and everything, getting the ball up, getting arc on it and everything. I think that's a big difference. And I put lotion on before the game, too. So
Shooter's lotion?
Shooter's lotion. So I think that helped.
You have a healthy supply of that lotion? Will it last?
I hope so. You weren't in between treatments that one time? But no, the stroke looked good today. The arc was fine, and most of them were right in the middle.
Well, and what a wonderful victory. And now it's right back to work. Loyola's here on Wednesday.
Sir.
No days off for a little while.
No days off.
You ready for that?
MVC basketball, baby.
Gotta love it.
Well, it's a really good league this year, a really balanced league. Every team is a challenge, and so we'll let you break away and start getting ready for the next challenge.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Phil.
Phil Fain, the junior from Elk Grove, California, our postgame guest. He helped the Birds to a very important victory, 72-68 over the Missouri State Bears. Mike and I'll come back and review some more about this game after we take a break. This is Illinois State Redbird Basketball from Learfield.